Salam alaikum to all of you dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. In the seventh hikmah of Nahjul Balagha of Sayyid al-Sharif al-Radi, Imam Ali alayhi salam directs our attention to the beauty and greatness of the creation of Allah the Almighty. Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, اعجبوا لهذا الإنسان ينظر بشحم ويتكلم بلحم ويسمع بعظم ويتنفس من خرم. Be astoned by man that sees with the help of a layer of fat, talks with a piece of flesh, hears with a bone and breathes through a hole. In the beginning, when Imam alayhi salam says اعجبوا, it means that if you pay attention, you will notice things that will astound and amaze you. An Imam refers to the incredible creation of humans and the great wisdom of their creator, emphasizing the aspect that Allah Almighty can and does create very important vital things within small tools. He has especially mentioned these examples because they, although small compared to the human existence and his greatness and high position among other creatures of Allah Azza wa Jalla, are crucial to man, and his survival depends on them, and reflecting on them is a source of awareness and makes us wonder about the greatness of Allah the Almighty. The Imam alayhi salam begins with the eye, which is such an amazing little organ that its wonders can fill several books. And from this, one can realize the depth of the wisdom of our master's words. It is interesting to know that Allah Azza wa Jalla has also talked about the eye as a great creation of His in Quran Surah Al-Balad, verse number 8, where He says, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ. Have we not made for Him two eyes? The eye is essentially a transparent piece of fat that has a very complicated and precise structure. It consists of seven layers that are stacked on top of each other and with three layers of different kinds of fluids between them and a world of order and arithmetic ruling over them. The most accurate filming equipment have never come close to the power of the eyes. Just to mention some of the amazing features of this incredible creation, auto-adjusting the light by narrowing and widening the pupil, adjusting the size of the lens of the eyes using the muscles around it to clarify distant or near scenes in a matter of less than a second, the process of clarifying and purifying the blood to feed the living particles in the eyes, tears that contain 20 types of nutrients and disinfectants to keep the eye moist and disinfected, and more. Then the Imam alayhi salam states the second wonder of human existence, وَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِلَحْمٍ, and he talks with a piece of flesh. The second extraordinary creation that Imam alayhi salam is pointing out is the tongue, which helps us to talk and communicate with the outside world. Although speaking seems like a very simple task to us that we have been familiar with since childhood, but if we stop and think about it, it is actually a very complex task. When uttering a sentence, the tongue must dance around the oral tract and touch the places of articulation for various sounds one after the other in a very short time. And what is interesting is that this complex phenomenon becomes a habit for us and we do it almost automatically, and man can explain all the events of the universe using this relatively small piece of flesh. And also because the tongue needs to be moist in order to be able to do such rapid movements, Allah Azza wa Jalla has placed glands under the tongue for which saliva constantly seeps out and keeps the tongue soft and moist. And we have seen that when a person is very thirsty and dehydrated, he speaks with great difficulty. Now, let's reflect on these deep and profound verse of Quran in Surah Fussilat, where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِ بِرَبِّكَ أَنَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ Soon we shall show them our signs in the horizons and in their own selves until it becomes clear to them that this is the truth. Is it not sufficient that your Lord is witness to all things? Indeed, my brothers and sisters, there are miraculous signs not only around us but within us, which by observing and reflecting on them, we will be able to strengthen and solidify our iman and understand that there is no God but Allah, and He is the only one who we should worship. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha, so reach the peak wherever you are.
Wherever you are.